Okay, so now we're putting in the gnocchi, what I call the real thing, because I've been titling these, you know, gnocchi 1, 2, 3, 3B, 4, now that it's going to be 5. And rather than plopping them in, I thought I would just put them in a strainer, a sieve. Now, we've got these first few gnocchi that I put in floating to the top, so I'm going to put them right into our concoction that I have sitting on to the side for right now. Should let you know, I tasted it, I put in brown sugar, and I put in the some brown sugar, some apple cider vinegar, and a bit more cinnamon and pepper. And that's really kicked it up a notch, as Emeril Lagasse would say. Now what I'm doing is I'm waiting for the rest of the gnocchi to come up to a boil. I decided before I found out about the strainer to go and just plop them in like normal. Well, that's not really a good idea, because what happens is that you can end up burning yourself. So I put them onto the strainer, one of the wire ones with a handle, and put them in. So whether you have a disability or not, it's a good idea. It really helps things, helps you with from keeping, so that you don't get burnt. Now I'm giving these a little stir around, and we'll see how that goes. Now once it goes into the other back into the other pot, I'm basically just going to reheat. And that's because we have these delicate little morsels that we don't want to get back to mashed potato. This is not a mashed potato dish. And who knows? I may use this in other areas. So I'm just giving them another stir around. And